It is an empowering concept because it gives you more options. It gives you more possibilities. And ultimately, your role as a parent is to make the best decisions you can with openness and positivity. The reality is you have so much more control over what happens than you may realize. In any situation, there's always something you can do. How is it possible for a parent of a child with autism to become the superhero their child needs now? I'm Len.
And I'm Cass. When our son was diagnosed with moderate to severe autism, we went all in. We spent over a decade learning everything we could on how we could transform to help our son thrive. And guess what? He's doing it. This year, he ran for class president.
Each week on this podcast, we will be sharing the secrets needed for you to become the superhero your child needs.
If you want to learn how to tap into your innate superpowers to help your child thrive, visit AutismParentingSecrets.com. Well, welcome to Autism Parenting Secrets. We are so glad you're here. And today is going to be awesome because this is something that's so important. The aim of this podcast is to empower parents, to better equip them for the journey to help their child. Regardless of the diagnosis, parents simply want to be the best parent they can be. I know this is true for you. I know this was true for me. But sometimes we tell ourselves stories that seem right, but in truth, they disempower us.
They don't help. And we've said it to ourselves, this story, and we hear it all the time from other parents.
I've done it all. Nothing has worked. There's nothing more than I can do to help my child. You get frustrated and you just kind of storm off in a way.
And parents, it's often that they'll say, I've tried everything. And we hear this all the time. We can so relate to it because we've definitely felt it many times over the last dozen years or so. But the truth is, the idea that I've tried everything, it just simply isn't true. And today we're going to explain why that's the case. And the empowering truth is,
there's always something you can do. And this is so important to remember. And this is where, wherever you are on your journey, from just starting out to you've been in it for like us, like 13 years, there is always something you can do. And I know how important this is even for us. And where we are now is 100 million times different than where we were on our journey. We just actually did our son's ATEC score, where when we started capturing his ATEC, he was a 76 and now it's a 4. But there's still stuff we can do and there's still stuff we're doing. You know, we've tried different things in the past. We still have our action plan on how we can just support him to be that best version of himself.
Yeah. And his ATEC score, it's phenomenal that it's dropped. We're so excited about it, but that doesn't tell the whole story. I mean, it's dropped. It's gone in the right direction. We are so grateful and thankful, but there's still so much that the ATEC score, the Autism Treatment Evaluation Checklist, that it doesn't pick up. So there's always opportunities for improvement, for progress. We just know that this voice inside your head or the story that you're telling yourself, I've tried everything, nothing's working, there's really nothing more I can do. It's so often for parents to get stuck and to feel this sense of just utter frustration and to some extent, hopelessness. You know, I've done it all. And I know when I felt that in the past, you know, I'm not really proud of it because I can see now with some distance and some time that when I was feeling that, I was really kind of playing more of definitely a fixed mindset that, you know, things aren't going to change. And I also was kind of saying it to myself, kind of like almost like a victim mentality. And so I look at it, I'm like, well, I know for a fact, as hard as it may have felt, that it wasn't true that we've done everything. We had endless amounts of options. It just wasn't true that we had done it all. And there was always an opportunity to try different approaches, to maybe do the same thing, maybe something that we've tried in the past and try it again. So there was just an infinite number of opportunities.
Right. And I think a great example just to kind of help illustrate this is, let's say food. You know, I've tried gluten-free, it didn't work for my child. Well, if you just tried gluten-free with the pre-packaged gluten-free claim on the label, that still has a lot of other hidden ingredients in there. And so maybe your child, maybe gluten wasn't the big issue for them, but all of those other things that were part of that, corn, soy, potato, whatever, they could have been reacting to those things.
Or maybe gluten was a big issue, but because of the other crap that was in there.
Right. True. But like, you didn't look at it, or there was, you know, refined oils or GMO oils or whatever it was. So it's like, hey, yes, you gave it a try at that point. But now when you look back at it, like, okay, how can I try that differently? And how can I set myself and my child up for success? Because once you know that why piece of it and like why you're going to be doing this, it's so game changing when you start to be that detective to take those little pieces out and be like, yeah, I only tried it this way. Maybe I need to reframe it and try it another way.
The story that I've tried everything and there's nothing more I can do. It's not that that feeling is bad. We're definitely not here to judge how anybody chooses to feel. It's just that if you are feeling that and have that story that you're telling yourself, it just doesn't help you to be creative, to be resilient, to be resourceful. And the reality is, yes, there's constantly a number of different options, things that you can try. There's just, and so that's why when we share this secret, it's an empowering and exciting one, because that's the beauty of it. There's always something that you can do. And to bring this to action, to try to make this concept even more real in your day-to-day, the first step is just to simply drop that belief, to let it go, that there's nothing you can do. Number one, it doesn't help. And then number two, it's just simply not true. Autism, that condition, that state is not permanent. It used to be that people felt it was. They felt it was lifelong, scientists, doctors, but everything's evolved so much. There is nothing permanent about autism. The brain can absolutely change. It can improve. The body can improve how it's functioning, how it's operating. And all those symptoms, those behaviors that when you have enough of them, you get diagnosed with autism, all of that absolutely can change. So there's definitely an opportunity to change and to help your child thrive and progress. There's no question that nothing is fixed. And then secondly, in terms of there's nothing I can do because I've done it all, there's endless options available. So just step one, just really let go of that belief. It's just not helping you.
And also you might have a practitioner, or you might have a doctor who basically confirms that they say, you know, it's lifelong and fixed. And maybe that's just been their experience. But, you know, we're here to share our story, which hasn't been the case. We've seen so many other parents who've shared their stories and what they do. And this is why we're doing what we're doing, because it's so important to empower parents. Number two, drop the expectations, the results, and the timing. Okay, so this is a big one. And so remember, only measure your child to themselves. So when you're thinking about the results that you're going after, or what are your goals for your child, but make sure that you're only comparing your child to your child. Note that their timing is on their timetable. It doesn't have to be on someone else's timetable.
And that means not comparing them to other kids, as an example. And even more importantly, not comparing them to whatever expectation you have in your head. And that's where to let go of the outcome and to let go of whatever timetable in terms of when you want to see progress. Again, all we can do as parents is to make better decisions, to do what we can to help our support our child as best we can, and to set them up to progress. But ultimately, all you can do is set that environment up and make those decisions. The rest is up to them.
Right. And you also know your child best. So you understanding, okay, where are they currently on what you're going after? And how do you leverage their strengths to help get you there? Because that's really important piece. You have these expectations or goals that someone else might have set, but it's so important for you to make sure that you are setting your child up for success on their timeline so they can be successful every step of the way.
Yeah. And it really is a balancing act here, where it's okay to have wants for your child and to set specific goals to try to bring your best self to to really help them in the most powerful way you can. But to do all that while having an awareness to notice and to see what happens and the flexibility to adapt and to change course. So go for what you want, drop the expectations, and just remain flexible. And then that kind of leads into the third piece of this, which is to embrace the two P's. There's two P's that are really critical to setting up yourself and your child for success.
P number one, patience. The actions you are taking may be working. You just can't see the results yet. So this kind of relates back to what we had said with two about the timing. A lot of times when you're living with your child, it's hard to see their progress unless you're kind of tracking it. So it's really important. You might have other people like, oh, what have you done differently? And others might see changes a little bit faster than you do just because you're part of that day to day. So just know that. And then sometimes the impact is delayed, like the ATEX score dropping after the parents, you know, work on their own stuff is a reality. So we've seen that with clients that we've supported.
Yeah, our whole premise is that if the parents get stronger, get out of the overwhelm, get into a state of confidence, self-trust, and just having a better way of operating and making decisions, then that does set up the opportunity for the child to progress. And if you measure it by the ATEX score, we see drops in the significant drops in the ATEX score while the parent is making this transformation. And sometimes it does happen, you know, months afterwards. And again, it's just the single greatest thing a parent can do to support their child is to work on themselves. So patience is really key. And then the other P is persistence. Persistence is a really underappreciated trait to have because sometimes it does take many attempts to try the same thing before it starts to work or before it has an impact. And, you know, I think just the idea of remembering that just because something didn't work in the past doesn't mean it's not evidence that it absolutely will not work in the future. You're going to get better at taking action and bringing your best self forward. You could be more determined and you're just become more capable over time.
And sometimes you might be, you know, let's say you have a goal for your child and you're going after it a certain way. Sometimes that ability to pause and look at the situation, think, hey, I'm going after it this way, but does that make the most sense for my child? Maybe I should approach it another way to get the same outcome and same result. But you might just, hey, in the time, that persistence, knowing your child and understanding what you're going after and thinking about, do you have flexibility in how you're going after it to make it a little bit more novel and not as repetitive for your child?
Yeah. And the last piece of persistence is that you're going to be in a different place when you try something another time, and your child will be in a different place as well. They're evolving and growing too. So something that didn't have an impact early on, it may be a very different story now or in the future. So this idea of persistence, particularly on something that you truly feel is beneficial and it feels right, just because it didn't work one time, don't discard it and put it in the trash can.
And I'm going back to food as an example on this because I just think it's so relevant. It was really funny because for my son for school, they had to say what their favorite, you know, foods were. And of course, he was the only kid in the class that said, you know, spinach was his favorite food. And it's funny because a few years ago, leafy greens weren't anything that he really wanted any part of. But the persistence of him being offered it and then him taking it and then for him to feel what it feels like in his body, it's now become a favorite.
So, yeah, so that's the concept. We don't have to go into any more detail. It's just simply to illustrate that, yeah, there's always something you can do. So what does that look like in terms of how does that show up in your day to day? It's just operating with more openness, more curiosity. And again, just because something didn't work before, you still have it in your, you know, in your list of options. It's something that when the time is right, if it feels right, you can be persistent and try it again.
And oftentimes, if something is what it's supposed to be, it might show up for you again and again, or it might be like, hey, you know, why am I thinking about this again? Because sometimes the universe pushes those options back on us that we really need to re-look at and reconsider.
The way you'll know this is working is if you're just operating with more openness, more options that are always available to you, knowing that at any given moment, it's always going to be your best guess as to what might be helpful. And the idea of just limiting your options just because something didn't work in the past just doesn't make sense. So keep things that you feel could be right in your toolbox, if you will, and just operate that way. Look and notice, see what might be useful. And sometimes it takes many, many times of trying the same thing before it actually has an effect. And at the same time, if you know that something that you've tried over and over just doesn't work and it's not a fit, then drop it. You'll trust your gut as to what feels right.
Right. The other thing too is just do a quick check-in with yourself, because if you're feeling anxious versus, oh my God, I don't think he's going to do this versus, oh my God, I'm so excited for this. Just mentally think that you're setting yourself up for success and your child's going to also feed off of that. So maybe the only subtle shift you're going to do is change how you're thinking about it before, let's say, you try something new. That could make a huge difference in itself.
Yeah. So this secret, which sounds pretty obvious, but it's pretty powerful. There's always something you can do. Now, you can hear that, and it can be something you can hear and it empowers you and it's exciting, but it's also easy to embrace it maybe in a way that doesn't help, in a way that adds weight to the journey. You know, because if you hear there's always something you can do, you could interpret it as a negative, you know, something that actually makes things worse, because if there's always something I can do, then I guess I'm never done, right? There's a sense that it's just a constant treadmill of things that you can keep trying to do, and it can, you know, add to the overwhelm. It could also be a sign that I must be doing things wrong because nothing's working, and maybe I just don't get it. So it's easy to take this concept that there's always something you can do and actually perceive it as a negative, but there's just no need to go down that rabbit hole. It is an empowering concept because it gives you more options. It gives you more possibilities. And ultimately, your role as a parent is to make the best decisions you can with openness and positivity. The reality is you have so much more control over what happens than you may realize. In any situation, there's always something you can do.
And this is so empowering, and this is so important to remember, because it's like each day you have a new fresh start. With this opportunity, you get to choose, okay, what am I going to do now? Because there is something I can always do.
The truth also is that while there's always something you can do and there's always an action you can take, sometimes your best move might be to do nothing. It might be to take a break, to maybe stop or pause a therapy or a supplement or any action that you're taking for your child. So it's not about just constantly taking action. Sometimes doing nothing or pausing is the best next move.
So many parents, and I know this was us at a point where we were just on such a mission and we didn't want to miss a supplement or we didn't want to miss a therapy session. And when sometimes when you just pause, and even, you know, if you have the ability to take a vacation or just kind of stop a food that maybe your child eats a lot of, so much goodness can happen in those moments of pause.
What's coming to my mind is the idea that there's always something you can do if it's looked at kind of in a relaxed way, in a playful way, and in a less uptight way. It is very empowering, but it's easy to get tense about, oh, can't miss a minute of the therapy session, can't miss that one, whatever it is. We were definitely wound up with our checklist of all the things that we were doing, and that tightness wasn't helping anybody. So we hope this is resonating with you. We hope this is giving you a different perspective to look at. And with this one insight, this one secret, there's always some action that you can do to be useful, to be helpful to you and your child. It could be very simple. It's just something that adds to the connection, adds to the joy of being a parent and being with your child. So keep this secret alive, because it really does provide fuel for the journey. There's going to be constant ups and downs and twists and turns, but you always have the power to do something. And over time, as we can talk about 12, 13 years on this journey, it never ends. Regardless of the age of your child, there's always something that you can do to move things forward. It's never hopeless, and you're never, never out of options.
That's what makes this journey beautiful. And what do I need to do to be that best parent to support my child with whatever their needs are? Or what do I actually even need to do for myself? Because this journey isn't just about the child, it's also about us as the parents. And that is just something key to remember, because oftentimes it's also how you might be showing up for you.
Yeah, that's a powerful comment, because yes, your next best move, next thing to do for your child might be something for yourself. And that's not selfish in any way. So overall, just know that this idea that there's always something you can do is the key to resiliency. It's the key to continual growth, flexibility, and adaptability. And who doesn't want that?
Want to learn how to avoid the 33 mistakes most autism parents make? Get your free training today. Visit autismparentingsecrets.com/unstoppable.